of the conspiracy theory that the NBA officials or the league wants the 76ers in the NBA Finals more than they want the small market Milwaukee Bucks in there?
Well, you know what? The bottom line is that the conspiracy might be that we hit some more jump shots, that we don't go, you know, 8-for-20 in a game five, and that, you know, maybe Glenn Robinson goes to the hole and throws it down versus, you know, knocking down and missing a 6-footer. Those were all things that, you know, no one else can do anything about. And even if there is some overriding conspiracy theory that David Stern wants, you know, the NBA Finals to be in cities where you can have direct flights, I don't know if that's actually going to be the case at all. It is, I don't know. I think when you get into a position of frustration and your back is against the wall and things don't look good for the long run, and I believe that Milwaukee could win this game and the next one. They won two elimination games in the last round. What makes them think they can't do it this time around? But, you know, you find out a lot about teams and individuals when they're in moments of adversity, and I'm very surprised at some of the things that I've noticed with the Milwaukee Bucks thus far. I mean, after the last game, during the post game, it was, you know, it was almost, I felt for my colleagues in the media when they were questioning George Karl, because I don't think anybody could ask the question that he was going to answer at that
time. Right.
And it was very difficult, and I think all the questions were fair, but he was in a position of pure coil, and he was going to spring out and really bust on anybody that had anything to say because he was frustrated with the calls and frustrated with, I would hope, the way his team dealt with it. You know, I don't know why any NBA player in this day and age says anything to referees. I know they're trying to, you know, mend and push and bend a guy as much as they can so that they can have the respect, I guess, in the back of the mind of a referee. But I've never seen a referee change a direct call on a foul. I've never seen it happen. I mean, they'll, you know, change of possession, and if a ball went out of bounds and another guy saw it better, that's the only thing I've ever seen. But to continue to argue about these things and get technicals and in a game where you lose by one, you know, it came back and bit Milwaukee in the behind. So maybe more mirror looking is important than pointing fingers to the NBA officer, to referees.